From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama Wednesday said the situation on the ground in Syria remains difficult ahead of a planned cessation of hostilities.
We are very cautious about raising expectations on this. The situation on the ground is difficult, but we have seen modest progress over the course of the last week or so with respect to humanitarian access to populations that are threatened.
A U.S.-Russian orchestrated truce is set to go into effect at midnight Friday. It does not include militant groups such as the Islamic State or the Al-Qaeda-affiliated Nusra Front. President Bashar al-Assad says he's prepared to support the truce, but the main opposition group, the Saudi-backed High Negotiations Committee, or HNC, has yet to formally commit to it. Salem El-Meslit is a spokesman.
It is very important that Russia and other parties stick to this agreement. You know, since Russia is a member of the Security Council, they signed Resolution 2254, they signed this agreement, and they signed the agreement in Munich. We hope that they're, you know, serious about it, because we have really doubts, and we do not, you know, to be frank with you, we do not trust Russia, we do not trust this regime.
The HNC, concerned the Russian-backed government will use the pause to attack all of its opponents, said it's prepared to observe the ceasefire for a period of 2 weeks. A French newspaper reports French special forces are engaged in fighting Islamic State fighters in Libya. Le Monde, quoting Libyan officials, said Wednesday the commandos are working in conjunction with personnel from the U.S. and Britain. The joint operation is said to be working out of bases in Benghazi and Misrata. Meanwhile, IS fighters briefly took over the center of the western town of Sabratha and beheaded several security force members this week before being driven off.